Brasses to our Bertha. It isn't anyone pay. E. Brower did but scrate and cry, fair termy hour. Dunna go to him, mother, I says. Dunna go to him for to tell him. I said, yet right, right. Thou does not get away without, nor should he neither. He were but a scamp to do such a thing, I said. Yes, I did, for you were older nor her. Not but what she weren't old enough to add more sense, but she were always the come-day-go-day sort as would give you the clothers off her back and not know she were naked. Grit soft loony as she is, and serves her right for being such a gaby. And yeah, I do believe she were fond on thee, if a wench can be fond on a married man. For one blessing, her does not know what she want or what she won't. For they may talk of being in love, but you're not in love with nobody without there's a chance of them marrying you, however much you may like them. And I'm thinking, the child will set her up again when it comes, for she's gone that wessel-brained and doited, I'm sure. And it's a mortal trouble to me, mister, a sight of trouble it is. Not that I should be hard on her. She knowed I were coming here tonight and's not spoke a word for hours. I left her sitting on the sofa, hanging her head. But it's a weary business, mister, and none to be proud on. I think thou wishes I'd never clapped eyes on our Bertha.